Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, welcome to Fractal Bitcoin. I'm Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and let's get right into the Bitcoin price. Currently, it's right around $66,000 even. We've come down today a lot. We were up near 70,000. We came all the way down into the 64,000s. Now we bounced up near 66. But this is okay. It's not, you know, some people are acting like this is a major crash or something. It's not. And you know how you know? When in doubt, zoom out. Maybe I zoomed out too far. When in doubt, zoom out. And that's what you can see. This is all of 2023 and 2024. And you could see we've come down a tiny bit. Not a major deal. Bitcoin's down 12% from the high of 73,757. But remember, corrections are normal in a bull market. Bitcoin had 8 corrections of 30% or more in the 2016 to 2017 bull market. Yeah, corrections take the heat out of the market. They reset expectations. Overleveraged traders get wrecked. HODLers get a chance to buy cheaper sats. Yeah, and it gives the market more time to build up momentum because these things take time. The price doesn't just go straight up forever. It never does, and yeah. So right now, the price action looks exactly like 2020 when Bitcoin broke a new all-time high. In 2020, Bitcoin went up 250% in 4 months after breaking the new all-time high. That would take Bitcoin to $231,000 if it repeated this cycle. And I'll click on the image. There's a few images here. So here, yeah, this you can see this is 2020 and these numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is when we first broke 20K, or at least got close to it. We kind of pulled back, consolidated, and now in 2024, you know, we broke 69K, we pulled back, consolidated. Things are just getting ready for blast off, basically. And the Bitcoin RSI, which is the relative strength index, is back under 50 and has reset to levels last seen when Bitcoin was $41,800 just before the ETF. Yeah, get ready for the next leg up. This is, there's two pictures here. Oh, let me just do it this way. Yeah, you can see the RSI down here. You can see the RSI got a lot stronger and heated up as we were cruising up. This is the price on top. And then the RSI recently has come down because we've cooled off, but now it's at the levels we were at 41,000. And so now that it's cooled off, it's ready to get hot again and go. Yep, that's what that means. And of course, it's over. Oh, we're so back. No, it's over. Oh, we're so back, right? This is the sentiment. Sometimes it feels like it flips back and forth, but that's why we zoom out. And here's some more context. Property only gets cheaper when you save in Bitcoin. Look at real estate priced in Bitcoin. In 2017, a house cost around, or a certain type of house, I don't know exactly how big, but certain house costs 100 Bitcoin. In 2020, it costs 50 Bitcoin. And now it costs 5 Bitcoin. So what do you think is going to happen in 4 years? Probably 1 Bitcoin. And then what do you think 4 years after that? Maybe 0.1 Bitcoin, right? So if you think you don't have enough money to buy all kinds of Bitcoin right now, just get what you can if you want to. This is not financial advice. But get what you can and see what happens in the future. Let's go. This is a website I found for my brother, actually. He was looking for some historical price data on Bitcoin. Like the price is going all the way back to like 2011, 2010. And this is I'll link to this below. I link to everything below. But yeah, you can actually put in your time frame here and it'll find the daily prices. The open, the high, the low, all that stuff. So I thought this was a pretty cool resource if you're interested in, you know, the historical price data. And now, probably the big story of the day, the U.S. government, oh God, just moved 30,000 Bitcoin from the Silk Road hack worth about $2 billion to Coinbase. And here's the, apparently this is the transaction. And first and foremost, they sent 30,000 Bitcoin worth about $2 billion. And guess what was the fee for that transaction? The fee was at $1.48. So you tell me that international, sending money internationally with fees or wire transfer fees, you tell me that Bitcoin's not going to take over that entire market. And probably soon, right? With these fees, are you kidding? So anyway, the U.S. government, yeah, they are, although, see, they seized a bunch of Bitcoin from the Silk Road hack, and I guess they just claimed it as theirs. I actually don't know all the history, but yeah, now they're moving it. So why are they moving it to Coinbase? Well, that means they're going to sell it, which is weird. Frogfriend17 says, imagine selling sovereign money and to get the same S you can just print for free. U.S. government looks to sell 30,000 Bitcoin. Clown world. WTF. Yeah, why would you sell it? Why would you sell Bitcoin for U.S. dollars when you just print U.S. dollars? They're going to print. They've printed trillions and trillions and trillions over the last 4 years. Why are they going to sell their Bitcoin for $2 billion? That is dumb. Yeah, and Matt here says the U.S. government has lettuce hands. And of course, lettuce hands is the opposite of diamond hands. Diamond hands is when you have diamond hands and you never sell, ever. You never sell, ever. That's diamond hands. You hold no matter what. No matter how much the price goes down, you hold. That's diamond hands. Lettuce hands is the opposite. As soon as something happens, you sell and let it go. You let it drop. So that's lettuce hands. It's such a weird kind of visual too. I like it. But yeah, the U.S. government, whatever. Okay, let's move on to some more disappointing news. Yeah, I reported on this yesterday. Argentina President Milei disappoints some Bitcoiners as crypto registration rule begins. The nation unveiled a mandatory registration process for cryptocurrency platforms. And yeah, a lot of Bitcoiners and freedom people are not happy because he claimed he was Mr. Freedom, Mr. Liberty, Mr. what, anarcho-capitalist, or I don't even know what he said. Yeah, they moved forward last week with implementing a registry of virtual asset service providers, drawing some outcry from those who hope the nation might be heading the direction of El Salvador's welcoming of Bitcoin. So that's interesting to note here. El Salvador is true Bitcoin freedom. El Salvador made Bitcoin a national currency. They're not even taxing it. And it's just, you do whatever you want with Bitcoin. That's freedom. But in Argentina, the new law means platforms and individuals who purchase, sell, send, or trade cryptocurrencies must adhere to a registration process. Okay, whatever. And while the regulation appears to have been left over by the previous government, the fact that it's moved forward and has now become law under President Javier Milei is disappointing to those who imagined Latin America was going to get another Bitcoin-friendly leader. Yes, that's disappointing. Max Kaiser commenting on this said, tragic betrayal by Javier to his people. And this post here I want to look at from Neo. Neo says, I have roots in Argentina. Milei turned out to be a fluke. Fake, weak libertarian after all. I used to pay contractors in Argentina in Bitcoin via Lightning until a few months ago. Now, since this libertarian, in quotes, quote-unquote libertarian government is in office, all custodial apps ceased to allow transfers using Bitcoin, including the Belo app and Strike and many others. Yeah, so much for freedom. Don't trust politicians. All right, let's move on. Yeah, and by the way, economists say we're wrong. Yeah, because look, economists say you're wrong for wanting prices to start falling. And they point to the Great Depression of the 1930s. Yeah, so if you want lower prices, if you don't want inflation to drive the price of everything up and up through the roof, if you don't want that, you're wrong. You are wrong. I mean, this is more retardation from the corporate media, the propaganda media. This is just garbage. It's so stupid. Yeah. Oh, and this is Jack Mahler's. This is a great message here. Listen to this. Bitcoin proves we don't need central planning and government for money. Bitcoin proves that. No bailouts, no money printing, no socializing losses. Tough lessons, self-responsibility, and free market dynamics are all we need. Open source software does a better job than the Fed and our government. That's, come on. Come on, give me an oh yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, baby. Now, this is gonna make you angry. Facebook, which, by the way, I haven't been on in at least 2 years, maybe 3 years. Good for me, whatever. Anyway, Facebook let Netflix see user DMs, direct messages, to help them tailor content as part of a close collaboration between the two tech giants, new court document claims. Can you believe this? Facebook let Netflix see all the Facebook direct messages between individuals. Direct messages, like private messages. Facebook said, yeah, Netflix, you want to see all those private messages so you can see what they're talking about, so you can market to them better? Yeah, sure, go ahead. Here, look at their direct messages. Are you effing kidding me? But this is not surprising. We know they're doing this and worse, right? So here's news about Mutiny Wallet. They have a new release. It's their biggest update yet. They've completely redesigned the home screen and a bunch of other stuff. And Mutiny Wallet is, I've heard, always heard good things about Mutiny Wallet. I don't actually use it, but it's supposedly, it's a self-custodial wallet, meaning that you have custody of your Bitcoin on the, you know, in a Lightning wallet, basically. And you can use the wallet as a Lightning wallet, but you have custody of your sats, which is pretty cool. Although to have self-custody of your Lightning wallet, it does cost a little bit of money to open a channel and do some other things. It costs some satoshis. I don't know exactly all the details, but some people think it's worth it to have self-custody of your Lightning wallet. And here is some music I wanted to let you know about. I've been jamming to this album for about a week now, and I just can't stop listening to it, actually. It's called Tropic Vibration, and the band is called Future Roots. Or the band is Tropic Vibration? Yeah. The band is Tropic Vibration, and the album is called Future Roots, and it's kind of a reggae album. Pretty cool. I'll link to it below. And of course, this is just a little something to lighten the mood. There's a little bunny rabbit. This doesn't look real, though, because look, he's like literally sitting in lettuce. Like, what, did somebody put him there? I don't know. Anyway, this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click on this link on the top here. You'll come to our locals community. Yay, join and have fun. We're hanging out here. And don't forget, on Fridays, we have the Bitcoin panel live stream. Fridays, 4 p.m. Eastern. I invite a bunch of Bitcoin experts and we talk shop about Bitcoin. It's really fun. So that's it for today's Bitcoin news video. Please subscribe to the channel and like the video. It really helps. And I appreciate all of you watching and commenting. Thank you for all the good wishes. I really do appreciate it. And it does mean a lot. So that's it. All right. Should we just take another quick pick at the Bitcoin price? Oh, now we're below 66K. So yeah. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.